Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 4, blending in the reality of the body of Christ. Tuesday, related verses. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 17. Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. John 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Ephesians 5, verse 30. Because we are members of his body. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 and 13. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. Leviticus 2, verse 4. And when you present an offering of a meal offering baked in the oven, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened cakes mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. Ephesians 2, verses 14 to 16. For he himself is our peace, he who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity, abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace, and might reconcile both in one body to God through the cross, having slain the enmity by it. Related reading. In the Old Testament, there is a type of the blending for the fulfillment of God's economy. Paul's thought of the church being one bread was not his own invention. Rather, it was taken from the Old Testament. The meal offering in Leviticus 2, verse 4, consisted of cakes made of fine flour mingled with oil. That is blending. Paul tells us that the church is a bread, a cake, made of fine flour. This fine flour comes from wheat grains, and the wheat grains come from the one grain of wheat, which is Christ. John 12, verse 24, says that Christ is the one grain of wheat who fell into the earth and died, and grew up in resurrection to produce many grains, which are we, his believers. We are the many grains, so that we may be ground into fine flour for making the cake, the bread of the church. Leviticus 2 reveals that we may enjoy the church life as a corporate meal offering. The meal offering could be in the form of fine flour mingled with oil, or in the form of a cake. The former signifies the individual Christ and the individual Christian, whereas the latter signifies the corporate Christ, Christ with his body, the church. The church life is a corporate meal offering. It is a life of humanity mingled with the Holy Spirit and having the Holy Spirit poured upon it, a life that involves the cross, salt, and that has the fragrance of Christ in his resurrection, frankincense, without any sin, leaven, or natural affection, honey. If we eat and participate in Christ as the meal offering, we will become a corporate meal offering. Hence, we need to eat Christ as the individual meal offering in order to become the corporate meal offering as the corporate Christ. Christ, the head, with his body, the church. The issue of our enjoyment of Christ as the meal offering is the church life as the enlarged meal offering. The enlarged Christ, in which Christ is the head and we are his body. The church life is food to both God and man. Therefore, we should not take the way of organization. but should feed the saints with the riches of Christ, so that they may grow in life for the building up of the body of Christ. We should trust not in organization, but in the divine life. The entire New Testament reveals the meal offering life. Although the four Gospels unveil the Lord Jesus as the reality of all the Old Testament offerings, they mainly unveil the Lord as the reality of the meal offering composed of oil, fine flour, frankincense, and salt, yet without honey and leaven. The remaining books of the New Testament reveal that we need to live a meal-offering Christian life and a meal-offering church life. The church life is the totality of Christ's life and the Christian life of each individual believer. As each believer lives a Christian life that is a meal-offering, the aggregate of these many meal-offering Christian lives is the church life as a corporate meal offering. The meal offering is food for God's satisfaction and our nourishment. We need to feed not only on Christ as the individual meal offering, but also on the church life as the corporate meal offering. The life of the meal offering is composed of four elements: fine flour, signifying Christ's fine humanity; oil, signifying the Spirit of God; frankincense, signifying the fragrance of Christ's resurrection; and salt, signifying the cross of Christ. The life of the meal offering does not have leaven, signifying sin and every negative thing, or honey, signifying the natural life in its good aspects, including natural affection. We need to live a life that is composed of humanity mingled with divinity, that is under the death of Christ and in his resurrection, and that is without sin or natural affection.